Lecture topic, A Blessed Home.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Last week we spoke about how to live. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, husband and wife, how to overlook and how to look after also. Before Islam, the status of woman was very bad. The status of woman was very bad. They were treated like animals. There was no such thing as respect for them. No respect at all. In fact, they were treated worse than animals. It was so bad. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the first thing he taught them is to treat the women with kindness. With kindness. To show us the status of a woman, how important it is. The status of a woman is very important. In other words, respect them. Do not give them any kind of inconvenience. Do not give them taklif. It's always this much you must think, that if you're giving someone, harming someone, that someone, but you've got a daughter too, my husband to say. You've got a mother too. If your mother get the same treatment, how would you? If your sister gets the same treatment, how would you? What will you do? It's obvious that you will not be able to accept it. So there is, she is someone's mother too. She is someone's daughter. So if you are not prepared to see your own mother and sister going through that kind of condition, then she is someone's sister too. You must also think like that too. If you begin to think like that, then you find that you begin to improve your life. And once you improve your life, then you see the happiness at home also. The most important thing is overlook all shortcomings. If you can overlook all shortcomings, then everything comes right. We haven't got that in us to overlook shortcomings. Regarding good, Nabi Karim himself said this about it. Accept the good of the person. Accept the good of the person. Always look at the good of the person. And even look at the wives, what the good they have in them. What they have good in them, that's good. That you find that husband and wife, if you want a pleasant home, what is most important? Each and every one of us want a pleasant home. A home of happiness. A home of peace. No one here sitting here expecting the house to be on fire. When he comes from work, he does not want to go through any difficulties of any kind. He wants a peace of mind, peace of heart. How can he get that peace of mind, peace of heart? How can he get that condition? That's why it's most important that the most important your arrangement at home must be right. If your arrangement at home is not right, and what is the arrangement is called for? That each one must know what is the rights. Each one must know what is the rights. If you do not know what is your rights, you don't fulfill. If the husband fulfills the rights of the wife, and the wife does not fulfill the rights of the husband, what happens? You don't expect the arrangement to be good at all. So that's why it's very, very important that when you get married, you have to understand that I'm getting married, I have a new arrangement in my house. It's no more the same as before. I have to look at that person, what kind of temperament that person has in him. What kind of life she led. Why do you think Islam teaches very important that do not get married? If you see a very beautiful girl in the street, and you just fall in love with her, and she turns out to be a beggar, and you get married to her, will she fit into your house? How can she be fit in your house? Your lifestyle is completely different. Your manners are different. Your behavior is different. Now this woman here, she's a beggar, and because she's very beautiful, you got carried away and you got married to her. My husband gave us an incident. A king saw a very beautiful woman, came begging. So he got married to her. But she decided that she won't eat with the king at all. She wants to eat alone. So king decided to think, why did she want to eat alone? What's the reason for that? So what she should do, that because her habit is that she goes begging every day, the beautiful food should come to the pillar in the house, you know, in the palace. She puts her food in the palace, you know, every pillar she put one plate there, one plate there, one plate there. You know, in France, Jabal la garda, Jibil la garda. A habit you cannot change. You can shift a mountain, you cannot shift a habit. So it so happened that, you know, she should put the food on her pillar and say, Allah ke naam ke mujhe de do. Because that was her work. That's her zindagi. That was her life. So if she started doing that, the king won't do that. He said, hey, this is very bad. Izzat ka sawal. And then he called her up and told her, this is what you are doing. And I'll not be accepted. However, she got rid of that. I'm trying to show you that when you get someone, the arrangement must be how you live, she must be looked at. Islam teaches us that when you get a wife, you must get a wife of that kind. Don't just think that, you know, whoever you get. So what happened if the arrangement back home is correct? Arrangement means understanding between husband and wife. If the understanding between husband and wife is everything, and the most important thing in a marriage is between husband and wife is humility. Humility. As the Tanvir Rahman says very nicely, whatever your wife asks you, if it's not a sin, always do it. Always do it. Always do it. Because if you look at it, your friend come and tell you, when the wife tell you, do this thing for me, I'm very tired. And you lie down on the bed. You get a phone call from a friend, you know, I need you straight away. What do you do? Tell me, what do you do? At that time, you just walk away. You forgot your sickness, you got your health, everything. And she'll tell you on her face, what happened to you now? You say you're a very sick person, and what happened to you all of a sudden? You got up now to go. So Hazrat Thanur always says a very nice thing. I enjoy that what he says. When she asks you something, not a sin, just do it for her. Go an extra mile. Because you must remember, you will be tested in that way too. Very quickly she'll remind you that, you remember that day I asked you a certain thing, you did not do it. But your friend phoned you, very quickly you went there. The wife will never look at the good of her husband. She will look at all the faults of the husband. And we need someone to take our faults too. But just to tell you how important it is, how you must respond. The very important thing, how do you respond? So if the house is in order, the social life after remains order. Every day the husband comes home, there's a relationship between husband and wife, assalamu alaikum. You make salam. Nabi Karim said, every action there's barakat in it. Never enter the house not making salam. Enter, make salam loudly too. You do not know that dua that Allah Ta'ala showed, that the dua Nabi said, that what difference it makes in a person's house. And do not leave your home at any time, no matter what misunderstanding between your wife and you, do not leave the home without making salam. That's why when you become bait, you become murid, one of the most important things that every one of us have to have in us, Hazrat Ji says, dil saf. Dil saf. Very important. You ask yourself here, you are present here. How many of us, of you all, your hearts are clean? You ask yourself, your heart must be so clean that, the only person knows that his heart is clean, he will progress very well. The meaning of heart clean is that you have no kind of, any kind of animosity, of any kind of hate for anyone in the world. Because that is the sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to go get the close to Allah Ta'ala, the nearness to Allah Ta'ala, the most important thing in bed to become murid, the most important thing is to keep your heart clean. To keep your heart. If a person's heart is clean all the time, will he think bad of anyone? He'll never think bad of anyone at all. If he sees someone too, committing the biggest sin too, he'll think good of that person. In fact, he may dua for that person. That, Ya Allah, you protected me, protect him too. Everything becomes the person. It's like something good for the next person. You cannot think bad of a person, anyone. If you come out of the masjid, you see a person walking past you, you won't think bad. You say, no, he must have read namaz somewhere else. Sabse bari cheez hai, you know, Hazrat always say, think good of the person. Don't think bad of the person. So husband and wife is a thing like that. If you think good of the wife, and the wife think of the good of the husband, the house becomes a place of rahmat. But remember one thing, you commit sin outside, when you come to the house, it affects the husband and wife also. We don't realize this much. When a person commits any kind of sin outside, when he comes home, it affects the husband and wife, the children, everything. You begin to think, I'm reading namaz, I'm doing everything, but when we walked outside, you put your eyes in the wrong places. You see all the wrong things. And when you come home, you say, wife is fighting with you. Why she is fighting with me? I don't know why she is fighting with me. Because you yourself did not stay the way how you're supposed to be. You stay pure, she'll stay pure too. And sometimes you'll be surprised, the wife will tell you a few things, you come to, hey, how she come know about it? She got cash also. She tell him, you're doing this outside, that's why it's happening to us too. So it's very, very important that do not look at what's happening there, why it's happening, because I'm doing something wrong. Many under kuch kami hai. I did something wrong. That's why when he should sit in a train or plane, he was so worried, Ya Allah, for my sin, don't cause harm to other passengers too. For my sin, do not cause any harm to the passengers also. What a thing he's thinking like that, and we thinking like others look at other things. That I'm very good to that person. So we are now lacking now is we haven't got happiness at home. We've got no happiness at all. No happiness at all. So much of jhagra, husband and wife fighting all the time. There's no happiness at all. You're reading namaz, you're reading tahajjud namaz, you mean zikr, everything. But where is the happiness? This is what we call, unless you don't have a correct arrangement from the beginning and do everything accordingly, then you find that this month that house will always be in order. Everything. Jhagra must take place, huh? But not serious. Jhagra must take place, but not serious. But when jhagra all the time jhagra takes place, then something is wrong here. I'm doing something wrong, or there's something. First of all, in the early days, it was so much barakat that time. That when they should sit to eat together, so much of majah, what happiness they eat with. Now so many things on the table, but no happiness at all. And that time we have only one, two things. And the mother will eat from the pot too. Everything enjoying them eating. That majah was there, but now it's saza now. With all the best thing you got in, but your house not at ease. Not at ease. So women, Allah Ta'ala prepared for us. There's a prepared for us, Allah Ta'ala made. Remember one thing, a woman is the greatest gift in Allah as long as she's a pious woman. In the hadith it's mentioned there's nothing more pious than a woman who's pure. A pious woman is that woman who will always look after her chest and look after the children, the rest of it. Look after your possession. That woman is the greatest gift. Today we want a woman must know the everything of the world. She must know the world news. She must happening, what happened in Syria. What happened in this place, that place. That woman is someone. Yet Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran of a woman, when it comes to the world, things she's naive, she's ignorant of it, whole thing. But on matters of Allah Ta'ala, she knows everything. Allah Ta'ala praises that kind of woman, but we want that woman who knows everything of the world. And you tell some woman, tell the other one, hey, you don't even know how to use a cell phone to. Shame, man. Instead of that woman is very happy, say, I don't want to use my cell phone. I don't want to know what is happening. And I'm happy I cannot use a cell phone too. But the other woman says, Jo kevi chair. Kai hamasti parti mutajne. Aki dunya chale yetni chalti yet. But yet she is so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stage in the house that she's making Allah ta'ala happy, she remains in the clothes of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is praising that kind of woman. Allah actually praising that kind of woman. That she's unaware of the world, but she's aware of everything of the hereafter. That kind of woman you need. Then she will look after your children too. She'll bring your children the right way too. So if our house is full of fire and there's no happiness at all, what kind of future will we have in us? The future of that house will be of this kind that at every time there'll be no happiness at all. And if you get that kind of children, what will be the outcome? Remember one thing. Money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy happiness. You can go and see all those homes with a lot of money. They got millions. No happiness at all. No happiness at all. Happiness is something else. Peace of mind, peace of heart. Peace of God. So it so happened this month that we have to learn now that let us bring about this conditioners that we must make our homes more in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Like before in the early days when they wake up in the morning, they take the name of Allah. They take the name of Allah Ta'ala. They eat together, take everything together, they take the name of Allah Ta'ala. When they leave home, they make salam to. And know the best of it, this one, they come from home, they'll come. Today, you know, they've got so many darul ulums, Allahu, but don't talk, we can't come them to. But the darul ulums can't make you. You have to make yourself. And the most important thing is your madrasa at home. Our mothers, before they look after us, they always took care of us in every way. Today, we have to know this month that there's no madrasa at home at all. No madrasa at all. It's all outside madrasa. The madrasa must be at home. We must bring our madrasa in our homes, but starting the kitab reading, the hadith of Rasulullah. Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahman's kitab, what a thing, Allahu Akbar. It's throughout the world, it's so much accepted. If you only read that every day, one hadith you read in the house, what barakat you get in the house? So much barakat. But now you mustn't think this much that, you know what, it's all smooth sailing at home all the time. There must be ups and downs. There must be no bad language. No bad language. The worst husband is that husband who uses bad language. The worst husband, that husband who slander on the wife. He does not know he's causing so much harm to him. He accuses his wife of wrongs that he never did in her life. The worst husband, that husband who uses his hand on his wife. You slap your wife, you give her a blue eye, and then you expect to go near her. What kind of muhabbat is that now? If someone had to do that to your mother, to your sister, what will you do at that time? So what I'm trying to say is your bad language that you use in front of your wife, what's the meaning of that? What have you learned? What have you learned? You cannot be speaking like that. You're not a person to use bad languages. A language of bad language is slang, the vulgar language used in front of your wife, front of your mothers. Is that what you learned? The wives are a very great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Very great ni'mat. And you must know one thing, that Nabi Karim said, Mahazat Hussein, Nabi Karim said that. They are made from a crooked rib, you know that. But remember, don't tell that they are made of crooked rib, because that is also a kind of a evil to take a fault of them. Do not take a fault of them. Yeah, but you all are all crooked, you'll carry on. You know how they say, oh, you cannot talk like that. Because who made it? Allah Ta'ala made it. You don't insult them. Today we insult them that. When you got a problem, you say, yeah, you're a crooked person. Go, oh, carry on, crooked now. But to talk like that, you don't understand. Is actually, you're talking, Allah Ta'ala made them that. An insult is coming from. You're not supposed to insult them. They are, Allah Ta'ala is showing us, Nabi comes and showing us that they have made a crooked rib. You must not be crooked. You must be straight. They will not do anything straight. They will always do it not that straight. But you must be very straight. You must not become a person to become cause any kind of harm to them. You must be good to them. You must be most kind to them. Women must understand, you know, that they have to listen to the husband also. Unfortunately, if the husband not straight, women do. But that does not allow the wife to be not straight. If the husband doing something wrong, they'll be answerable for that. But the husband, he says, you know, to the wife, you cannot leave the house without my permission, then she not cannot leave the house. But you find so many women who are doing good actions, good deeds, everything. But the husband says, I do not allow you to go and leave the house, but they still leave the house. And what the answer is, if they're not listening to you, I must listen to them too. That's not the answer. If they are doing wrong, you must not do wrong. There was one lady, you know, the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The husband went for out somewhere, and the father got very sick. So they told him, the father is very sick, you must go and see. She said, my husband told me, I cannot leave the house. What must I do? I cannot leave the house. Rasulullah said, no, you cannot leave the house. The Prophet said, no. Father is dying one side. The Prophet said, no. Again and again, two times, he's in very bad condition. Rasulullah said, you cannot go. Just to show you how obedient your wife is supposed to be. If the husband is not right, does not mean she must be right too. Remember one thing. He will be answered for his wrongs. But she does not allow her to give her permission to do her wrongs too. In the end, it so happened the husband, the father passed away. The Prophet did not allow him to go there too. Well, he came down and said to Rasulullah, the father was only forgiven because the daughter did not, because the daughter followed the Nabi Karim. Just imagine how important it is. So this is where we are lacking today. If a husband tells the wife not to keep nafil fast, she insists she wants to keep fast, what a khush ho jaate hai, ya Allah mein khush hote. She wants to keep fast, no, I'm going to keep fast. Husband said, don't do that. He knows she's not feeling well or something, but she insisted on that. Also, he said, not permission. Allah has so much of required for this. So much of it. You know, you must don't look at the faults of your wife, look at the good of the wife. Why don't you look at your own faults and see how many faults you got? They say when you look at your own faults, you got time to look at no one else's faults. There was one Buzruk, you know. His wife gave him so much of hard time, bichara. So much of hard time that his murid told him, Hazrat, you rather divorce her. He said, it's very easy for me to give a divorce. I can give her talaq just like that. But no doubt she's got so many faults in her, but one good quality she got in her, for that reason I never divorce her. Look at how many 99 all faults there, causing so much of trouble to him. He's not concerned about 99 faults. He says that one quality she's got, for that reason I'll never divorce her. And what is the quality? He said, if I get locked up tomorrow, and if I get locked up for 50 years, when I come back to my house, I will still see my wife sitting in one corner, then does not leave the house. That quality is small quality. So why don't look at the good qualities? Don't look at the bad. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned it too. Look at the good. Look at the good qualities of the person. Look at the good of the wife. If you look at the good qualities of the wife, then automatically you feel good about yourself. But if you look at the bad qualities all the time, what happens to you? So Allah Ta'ala has made us this thing. Every far as possible, make our home arrangement, change our lifestyle. Don't get angry. Angry is something that's very bad. Every small thing, get angry. Every small thing, don't get angry. Try to keep from anger away. Our children are seeing all those things. They also become the same person. Then they think that this is a way of life. That when I'm going to get married, I'm going to do the same thing too. I'm going to do the same thing too. Exactly, they do the same thing. You know. Then the one girl comes and tells me, I don't want to get married. Why? This is what's happening in my house. That means this is how the girls have to get married and get the treatment. Because her mother should get so bad treatment that when I'm going to get married with someone, I'm going to get the same treatment. I don't need that treatment, man. When a girl gets married, she goes to her father and says, go to a better house. But there's a fire there. She said, I don't need that life. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this condition that we know how to live with women. Women are very important in our lives. Very important. Don't think you can do the woman's work, you know. Sometimes the husband says, what are you doing? What work are you doing? Make him sit one day in the kitchen. When come back, the food will not be cooked too. He got cooked. They don't know the reality of what the women go through. They're thinking, this is, you know, what they've been playing fools. You are playing fools also with all the people talking on nonsense, everyone. With everyone wants to talking nonsense, that poor thing is looking after, what am I going to do today? I don't know what to cook today. I don't know what my husband like. I don't know, let me see something, what she wants better. What? Thinking, oh, I make this thing with the husband be happy. See, all concern of those things, and you concern of doing all the wrong thing, and you come and tell her what you're doing. I promise you, if and the wife tell her husband, sit down here, I'm going to the shop, you sit down there. When she come back, the husband will start, nothing will be done there. It's because it's not his work. The work of the husband, his wife is in the house. She does work. The work of the husband outside. So let us be kind to the wives. I'll end up with this. My husband also says, "Jisne apni biwi ko muhabbat se dekha, aur biwi ne shohar ko muhabbat se dekha. Allah Taala unko rahmat se dekhte." And he says, "Allah Taala farmate, does he say, khub rahmat luto?" The way he said is something else. I cannot say it because they knew the rahmat of Allah Taala. He says, "Khub rahmat luto." You don't have to go outside for rahmat of Allah Taala. You get the rahmat of Allah in your own house. Now who do not want the rahmat of Allah in the house? So let's change our habits. Be good to our children. Respect to everyone. Inshallah, that house will be full of rahmat. Rahmat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. Wa ala ala sayyidina mawlana Muhammadin wa ashabi. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati. Fatir as-samawati. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحكم الصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم ثبتنا الإيمان وأمدنا الإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة بالإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمته